Blog Talk Radio.
I said I was going to do another different thing with my podcast, you know, but a similar topic. You know, I talk about music, and probably people are tired of me talking about my music. Well, I am an artist. So that's why I came to L.A. If my artist dreams or aspirations are over, then I'm leaving L.A. That is, you know, I didn't come out here for really anything else. Anything else that I'm doing is like something to fall back on or something that I would have done if I didn't become try to be an artist. So like law, academia, yes, I would have. That's up my alley. But my book is about why artists suffer pain and tragedy. As an artist, I experience a lot of pain and tragedy, a lot of suffering. It's very common among performing artists, songwriters, actors. In my situation as a singer-songwriter, homelessness, drug, alcohol problems, all kinds of self-destructive situations. I'm glad because of my background, I did not become a drug addict like with cocaine or something like that, or alcohol, because it would have made it worse, with or without being an artist. Being a drug addict or an alcoholic would make someone's life way worse in more ways than one, physically, mentally, spiritually, for themselves and everything around them. But for artists, they, you know, a lot of artists don't get recognized. I'm no different right now because I was doing music, for example. One of the reasons why artists suffer a lot is because they get targeted by criminals and dangerous people and, you know, American greed. For instance, I have released songs and I did videos and I attracted crazy people right now. They're outside my window right now, you know. These are not people I hang out with. I'm not really even that really a famous person until I get to the next level, and even then I would not deal with people like this. They try to take away my American dream. Allegations they trespassed into my property, targeted me because of jealousy, or they want to steal my song, or want to say they put my song on a soundtrack, which is not authorized because my songs are all copyrighted and protected. You know, when I release music, I didn't just release it unprotected. In a publishing situation, I had to protect myself because I'm with BMI, who pays me songwriting royalties. And when someone said they own my song and they don't, they didn't write it, they didn't do anything with it, they just say lies or try to use it, that's an evil person. There's a typical American greed story, unfortunately, a criminal trying to be rich at all costs, trying to make some money, and trying to find a victim, me, at it to step on, and that's not fair. You know? It really is sad, and these people that I track are mentally ill. They don't know the difference between right or wrong. They're insane. They don't know what a house is, a homeowner is. They don't know basic common sense. They should have been locked in a mental hospital or prison. Unfortunately, that does happen with artists being targeted by crazy, jealous, evil criminals. That's one reason why they suffer in pain and tragedy. The other reason is rejections. Rejections by companies that, you know, it's too cutthroat. You know, I was just at a SCUP experience, which I already know is so cutthroat, they reject people all the time. Most artists don't get the glory of being signed to a major label or get a big deal. The ones who try, like me, and I tried. I got rejected by a lot of companies, and the goal is to keep doing it. But you know, the rejections for some artists, they can't handle rejection after rejection, and they lack the ability to. To have the stamina to go years and years and years to get discovered or get the recognition. And unfortunately, for the most part, that is how it happens. is not uncommon. It's very common for us, for artists to be get their first songwriting recognition as an artist 30 years down the line from when they started, when they was young, or when they are older. It has happened quite a bit. So the lucky ones are the ones who get it when they're young. You know, they get it, they got discovered and young, and that happens. That's very hard to do. I say a lot of it is luck. It sure is luck. When people come over to my Hondo, another reason that I suffer in silence, not just rejections, but the crazy people, the criminals, they think I'm out of touch with reality. They think I'm not talking, they're not musicians. They're not artists. They don't know what it's like to suffer. They don't know how to write a song. They don't write a lyric. They just want to steal or hinder. And it's important that, regardless of who you are, whether you're for artists, to stay away from dream killers. Stay away from bad people. Stay away from crazy, sick people. They take dreams away. And I tell artists or songwriters, if you have a song that you've written like me, copyright it, publish it. Make sure it's published because it's going to be known. Like, go through the PROs, BMI, ASCAP. I'm with both. BMI, ASCAP, CSAC, PRS. If you sign with them, they're going to know your song is known around the world. Those people, those organizations are professional. They are connected with all the record companies, all the Grammys. They're connected to all the whole entire music business. A lot of big stars, every star you can think of just about is connected to BMI or ASCAP or CSAC or PRS or SoCan. They are connected to these organizations. They pay these artists money. Because a lot of singing performers write their songs, pretty much everyone. So they write something so they get paid. And it goes part of their royalties with their artist royalties, too. It's so important to protect your songs. I knew that when I learned that when I got out here to L.A. Someone said, don't sign away my publishing. And if I release a song, make sure it's copyrighted. Make sure it's published. Make sure I protect it so someone don't steal it. I didn't learn that right away because I learned by instinct by years in the business. There has been so many artists that have not gotten nothing and released so much music and have not received anything. So that's the thing. And this includes actors. I act a little. I do, acting. This includes people who want to be comedians. 95% don't make it and suffer a lot. Particularly in Hollywood, very few make it. So my suggestion is to protect your music. It's very hard to continue. Like for me, it's so hard to continue to strive to be a songwriter. Because I'm a songwriter, I strive to be an artist. But, it's like stamina. You have to deal with so much. For me, I'm not only have to deal with the rejections, because I want to just deal with overcoming that and continue to help write the right song so they can get me in the business. I wouldn't deal with no crazy criminal or no somebody coming over to my condo outside talking about my home or in my building. I own a home. They think they have a right to look into it. That's crazy. So they want to, they're doing it to embarrass me or to, I don't need that shit. I don't want no crazy person coming over here to my condo talking about me every day. But it's important that if you're an artist or if you're a songwriter or even if you're an ambitious person, they're going to be dangerous people who look for victims. Some people in my neighborhood don't like. They're ignorant about L.A. They don't know the difference between what L.A. is about, you know. So they're ignorant about reality. So I don't know why they'll come around me, because I'm not attracted to them, but they don't want to see me succeed or get that American dream. And if you have an American dream or you have a dream, stay away from dream killers. I always say it because I attract them all the time. They come to my home looking to tear me down. And that happens a lot with artists. I suffered a lot. The scapegoat for someone else's delusion or someone else's jealousy or someone looking for the next American greed, fraud, scheme to steal. You know, that's, you don't need that. But for other artists, you know, the other situation where my book is about, is pain and tragedy, is that another reason is alcohol and drug problems, you know. A lot of artists have bad childhoods and or something going on, so they turn to drugs and alcohol, and it makes it worse. And there's a lot of artists who died untimely. And this includes people who are in the music business or art business, you know. They, you know, the drugs and alcohol, they can be very famous. The most famous people, the most successful people have died of drug overdoses. And they're most talented. You know, like Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, Jimi Hendrix, et cetera. So many have died of overdoses, and there's so many artists in the industry, acting, singing, who are on drugs or prescription drug addiction. And that's not how you deal with things, but somehow it's became so common that a lot of them die untimely. So, you know, if you have a drug alcohol problem, that's going to interfere with the creativity sooner or later in someone's life. So, you know, that's the thing. So my stance is get help AA. Try to stop drinking, because it's only going to inhibit one's performance in one situation. And also, if you're a drug addict or an alcoholic, you won't even know where your money is coming and going. Because sometimes, you know, a lot of people get manipulated because they're on drugs and alcohol, and they can be manipulated because they're not aware. The other thing is mental problems, mental health issues. Yes. You know, a lot of artists suffer manic depression. It comes with child abuse or so on. It seemed like there's a lot of artists who have suffered child abuse, who suffered severe situations, homelessness or whatever, and the illness affecting mental side. Me, it was PTSD from dealing with dangerous people in my childhood and adulthood, even now. Getting crazy people coming up to me who I have no attraction to. They shouldn't even come to me, you know. And everyday life people don't deal with that shit, but artists do. I mean, you know, it happens a lot. Unfortunately, we have crazy, mentally ill, dangerous people who simply target people like you and me for jealousy or because of their ignorance or because of their racism or whatever it is, and I was that. So PTSD could happen, and also you know, some people just develop manic depression, and it has happened. So the thing is, get help with the treatment. But the treatment is that besides the treatment is that creativity was enhanced, or they started singing. Because of bad experiences, like me, I started singing because I suffered bad experiences of dealing with crazy people or criminals. So I can't hang out with a criminal or a crazy person or insane person, because that's only going to inhibit my life. I'd hang out with positive people. So unfortunately, it has happened a lot with artists who have mental health issues. So that's the thing. Get help with your mental health issue and try to stay healthy. Because there have been a lot of artists who committed suicide. Yes. Committed suicide. Kurt Cobain, you know, was an example. He was diagnosed as a manic depression, and whatever happened in his life, he killed himself, you know, unfortunately. But he had a lot of, you know, he got a lot of recognition. you know, there were suicides, you know, even in the art, in the movie situation, you know, Marilyn Monroe, she died of untimely life, drugs, alcohol. She had several suicide attempts. So, you know, those are huge examples, but it happens a lot. But that, well, the reason why I'm talking about this is that that's part of, in my book, Why Artists Suffer in Pain and Tragedy. And, you know, I write about that because I experienced it a lot of despair, poverty. I experienced a lot of, you know, of not getting recognized. And, you know, life is, really a tough situation. And the best thing that I could say is to adopt healthy attitudes and to get help with treatments for bad experiences or substance abuse, and you know, in order to stay alive, because life can be a bitch, but for artists, they seem to suffer a lot. You know, I'm glad like I Escape and, you know, have programs to help people get off drugs, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of songwriters and singers. They were talking about that a little, the president, about getting people off drugs and getting them help with AA and getting therapy. So, you know, because it's, you know, being a creator can be hard. And I lived it. So I lived it, and I don't like to live in a situation where I have to, suffer, you know, because I suffered a lot. You know, it's really difficult to be a creator. You know, for me, it's just not getting recognized, even though I have the talent to sing or write. And it's really difficult if I'm being targeted by some jealousy or some crazy person. That's not what I came to, you know, to the industry for. I came to the industry to be signed a contract, you know, or to want to better myself, not to be not to get a criminal to come over here, or a crazy person who I don't have no attraction to, want to stop me from making an industry, or want to steal my song for some self-centered motives, you know, looking for the next American Greed victim to step on and be successful. I'm sorry, I can't be that person. That's why I copyright it. Because when it's with BMI ASCAP, that's worldwide. You know, yes, there's a potential possibility I could go to court, but my songs are protected. I keep bringing it up because these people keep saying that they used it on a soundtrack, or they used it with samples. All that is a sign of an evil person. They can't write their own music. They have no talent, but they got to step on somebody like me who has no recognition to get ahead. The American Greed story, looking to go to jail or go to prison or be liable trying to get rich. Anything for money, lie for it, die for it. And that's why I said that people are like that. The thing is, copyright your song, publish it. Because they're going to know who's the real singer and the real artist. Whether you write the song by writing the lyrics, or if you write the music, or if you do both, you're a songwriter, period. So that's what I did. It's like Why Artists Suffer in Pain and Tragedy. I don't know. I mean, I've written this book a while back, so it may have a different concept of what it is or what it is, what isn't. But, you know, it is about, writing about why they suffer. And my book is, it talks about my own suffering. It talks about Elvis Presley in my book, and my book is talking about the different artists and the famous artists. So it went from Elvis Presley to Jimi Hendrix. It talked about their struggles. These are successful artists. So it's like a successful artist. It talked about people like Van Gogh and also, talked about the different famous artists in acting, music, and I'm looking at it now. It's a very short book, you know, what their untimely deaths or what struggles they had. You know, it really is hard. But, you know, I think it's because it's a sort of business that is not stable, I guess, you know, in a sense of, you know, like, when you think about businesses, you think about, you know, like, you know, the public business, you know, working, you know, the medical business, you know, doctor, being, you know, becoming a medical doctor or being a lawyer, the working in the legal business or working a political business, being a politician, or working something like that. While those are, you know, it's difficult to do that, it is more stable because a lot, you know, it's like a way to do it. School, you have to structure and so on. The creative business, while the structure is to be a great singer, develop your voice and develop it, is more like a lottery system. It's more luck. It's like a luck situation, and that's one big reason why it's unstable. Being an actor, you know, even if you have the talent and you go for it, and you go for it a long time, even if you have the ambitions and you have the endurance, there's a chance you won't get there. You know, but my book is just very simple. It talks about that. But my stance is for you to know that if you're in the music business or artist or actor or whatever you are, to not give up on your dream. If you're in whatever dream you have, and it includes people, whatever, academically, because this is it's American dream. It's American dream. You know, dream killers love to take away dreams. I don't know why people spend more time doing it, because it's only going to make things worse for them and other people in their lives, being known as a thief or a criminal or I took his dream away. You know, you don't want to hang out with somebody like that. So, but I think artists, drug, alcohol problems, and mental illness and dealing with criminals, dealing with dangerous people, and rejections, you know, not getting recognized, is one of the main reasons why they struggle. And the thing is, those who are successful tend to adopt very healthy attitudes and stay away from drugs or alcohol, or become sober, decide to be sober, and get treated with their mental illness and stay away from criminals, stay away from jealous people, stay away from evil people, and protect their rights, their music, and fight for it, will be very healthy and be very successful. It's not just talking about being an artist. It's just talking about being a human being. Because the last thing I'm going to say, you know, we only got one life to live, you know. And as I get older, I realize that when you're on this planet, you're on this planet one time, and after that, you're gone forever. So we make the best out of it. It's sad because the misfortune is some people are luckier than others, but the main thing I want to say is that just to appreciate our lives and to be healthy and to stay away from evil people. Stay away from dream killers. That's the number one reason why people's dreams don't come true. And another reason is people give up. You can't give up. But it's very hard. There are many people who tried and did everything and died, still didn't get recognized. It's just very hard. But the best thing is, for what I was told, because I said this to somebody who made it, and they gave me this advice. The only way for me to know if I'm going to be successful in the music industry is to not give up. So as an aspiring songwriter, an artist, aspiring songwriter, I say that to you, not give up. But stay away from the dream killers. And the dream killers can also come in the form of, like they come in the form of doubts. Like, I have doubts, like, oh, I ain't going to make it. I put myself down. That's dream killing, too. So don't put yourself down. Be positive as much as possible. I'm trying to be positive and to hang in there. You know, you don't want no obstacle, like a person to get in your way. And, you know, the thing is that I was concerned when people follow me and try very hard. They do things to try to hinder my potential, make up stories or follow me around. But people in general see evil people. They know when someone's doing something evil, and they can see through evil. So I say that it will work out where I can get to where I want to go. As I said before, I didn't come to L.A., to deal with it, to do nothing else but to be the artist. But I may have to do something that I probably would have done if I didn't become an artist, which is like a lawyer, academic. But I don't want to deal with no crazy person, no ignorant person coming to my home trying to make me be, you know, I didn't come out here to be no therapist, no manager, or to be a victim of someone's insanity. And I dealt with that currently now. They're trying to take my dreams away. But as I said before, I have to be healthy. I don't want to suffer in pain and tragedy. I want to be healthy. I want to live. And I will say this to you, last thing. What goes around comes around. Karma comes back to those who do good things, and karma comes back to those who do bad things. It is the truth. And that is the truth. So stay away from the American greed, people. Keep your songs, protect your music. If you have the talent, go for it and see what happens. And be positive, because we only got one life to live. Life is too short. Good day, good night from Dove Night.